Only later would it be called a battle. The need of history to codify, divide and label would eventually mark the start of the Battle of Khedive as beginning 2 hours before dawn broke over the storm-lashed basin. It would say that its first shots were the torpedoes fired from Loyalist Strike Force Indomitable. Seen in the cold light of retrospect, that moment is as suitable a beginning as any other. It began, like so many offensives before it, in the heavens. The inferno tide had scoured the lower orbits of Talon of ships and defences, but in the high spheres the Iron Warriors still held sway. A circlet of weapon platforms and warships had been set above the sightless warren since its creation, guarding its approaches from the void and watching over the approaches to its northern hemisphere. The Iron Warriors, never needing to set war to poetry, called this cluster Outer Defence One. A spill of torpedoes converged on the clustered Iron Warrior ships and stations. Most had been shot days before by ships far from Talon's orbits, their rockets set on delayed triggers, and they had glided close to their targets on momentum alone. By the time their engines lit, it was too late for the Iron Warriors to destroy them. Building-sized munitions slid through void shields, struck armor and detonated. Explosives, melter cores, graviton generators, plasma charges, and quake warheads strung the sky with fresh stars. The Iron Warrior's frigate, blood-tempered, died as a string of 5 torpedoes caught it in a perfect line across its back. The debris and force of its death blew the shields off its sister ships in a flickered blink of white light. Strike Force Indomitable emerged, gliding along high orbits from behind the face of Talon. 12 warships came in the first wave. They were not the heaviest ships the Loyalists had in the system, but they were the fastest and most heavily armed. They had a single task, to kick open the door to the planet's northern hemisphere. They began to fire as soon as the first torpedoes found their marks. Beams of lasfire laced the dark. Rushes of plasma formed comets as they boiled across the black gulf. Walls of shellfire spat from vast gun mouths. Kaleidoscope light boiled through the Iron Warriors' ships. High orbital platforms split, burned, and began to tumble down the hungering gravity well into Talon's embrace. As the first signals shouted from the dying and dead ships, the Iron Warriors' ships in the rest of the system moved to respond. Squadrons scattered around the moons of Talon turned their prows towards the battlesphere and burned their engines white. Strike Force Indomitable cut their fire and thrust forwards into the sphere of ruin they had created. They lost 3 ships in the first moments, split open by guns of the surviving Iron Warriors' defences. The rest kept on, dumping macro cannon fire into every target they could see. Half remained on the thinner edge of space and ripped into the remaining Iron Warrior defences. The second half settled deeper into low orbit and began to roll fire down onto surface targets. Each captain on each ship knew that a counterattack would come, that the might of the Iron Warriors would descend to close the sky above the Khedive. That fact was irrelevant, though. They had bought the time they needed.